I'm very excited for all of you for next week. You put in a lot of hard work, and I can't wait to hear you perform. A few things. A couple of you have asked me about Break Bread. So it's about the Break Bread concert. In reverse, Break Bread is only one day. It's the date that it's Break Bread, the date it escapes me, I think it's
14th of December.
Yeah, I'll be there. It's just one day. It's a 4 o'clock concert at the Paramount, preceded by a 12 to 2:30 p.m. rehearsal. That's in the weekly. A couple of you have asked, are there any added rehearsals? No, there are not. We have Thanksgiving break, and then we have 3 rehearsals prior to break break. So 3 rehearsals, then the day of break break. Okay? No extra rehearsals. We will provide all of the music for that performance to you. That excludes the 2 pieces that you've been asked to purchase, which are for the spring, not for break bread. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Next week, parking is not great for all of you. The Paramount parking lot, the one that is next to the Paramount, where return members know, but new members may not. To the best of my knowledge, and I'll verify this, on the Thursday night that you are there for the dress rehearsal, $6 an hour to park in that lot. The following night on the concert, Friday the 14th, it's a $36 flat fee to park in that lot. So it's not cheap. You might carpool. The Paramount Theater is nearly next to the 19th Street Bar Station if you want to do that. Okay? And metered parking is free after 6 o'clock. Okay? Another reminder, please do not wear perfume or cologne at rehearsals. 2 people have come up to me tonight to complain about this. Please just do not do this at open symphony chorus rehearsals. Yes?
Can I just say that it is not specifically perfumes and colognes or exclusively those? It is scented deodorant, detergent that you wash your clothes in, stuff in your hair, your shampoo, your hair gel. It's all of these personal care and laundry products that people are wearing far more than their perfumes or clothes. But none of it is okay, of course. Even okay. There would be over.
And finally, next week, do not come here. It will be awfully quiet.
We'll address that later. Thanks.
It will be awfully quiet here next week. Do not come here. You're at the Alameda Elks Lodge. We will have volunteers to direct you to the warm-up area. I don't even know where that will be yet. And please be there and be ready in your seats, ready to sing no later than 6:30 p.m. Any questions? You had a question, Kevin?
I did. I just, like, for some hair type, particularly afro hair type, like, it's hard to get unscented hair products. Like, it's not a kind of, sometimes some of us don't have hair where you can just put nothing in it and arrive. So, sorry, I'm just going to raise that. That's the thing.
Okay. Any questions?
Thank you.
And let's thank Jesse as we end this cycle.
Yeah, I've a lot to get done and a little bit of time. And the reason I'm so, I'll let you know this now, because if you see me next week and I'm like dazed, we have one rehearsal in the Elk Lodge in which we will have just enough time to get through the piece. And then we will move to the Paramount stage on Thursday, and we will have probably just enough time to get through the piece, right? So what I need from you at all time are eyes and patience, right? Because we will get through the, and smiles. When you're supposed to smile. Don't smile during the DSE ring. That's sort of anticlimactic. So let's do the Liberame, friends. I'm very curious to see how this chant is going to go. Ooh, this is another sit-stand thing. So let's talk about it while we're here. I imagine a world in which you sing this chant seated. Only because you don't stand in the previous number and there is nowhere for you to stand before you sing this. So, your opening will be seated, right? And you will stand at 45. Womp, 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 That makes sense?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, let's start at the top of the Liberame, just so we can get into before this chorus. Liberame, Domine de morte eterna, in die la tremenda, quando celi mover. How have you been doing this?
I asked them to follow the text. So it's really liberare, dominate, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, no, that's fantastic. Let's do this. Liberare. Let's try it. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to wave my arms and see what happens.
We should be together.
Yeah. Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll take it. Liberame Domine de morte eterna. Can we put a slight break? Slight break. Liberame Domine de morte eterna. Die la tremenda. And tremenda. The menda are two equal quarter notes. Quando celi movendi sunt et terra. So a little bit of space. At the end of sunt et terra. This is what I will do, friends. I will give you liberame domine de morte eterna in die la tremenda. So you'll get liberame domine de morte eterna in die la tremenda. Quando celi movendi sunt et terra. Can we try it? Thank you. Can we now speed it up by like 0.5? Liberame Domine de morte eterna in die la tremenda. Right now we sound like a chorus of dead people. Right? There needs to be some kind of Liberame Domine de morte eterna in die la tremenda. One more time. Can you not beat me to da? E la tremenda and me. Keep the vowel as long as you can. I'm hearing some of us closing to that in a little bit too quickly. That's the idea. One more time. Liberame. Thank you. Can it be half that dynamic? Ah, sorry. I messed that up. Liberame Domine de morte eterna. Can we not slow down on terna? The breath is after. Liberame Domine de morte eterna in die la tremenda. Thank you. more we do this, the more you will feel it in the vibrations of the person next to you. It has to sound like one unified, half alive, half ghostly figure singing an E flat chord. That's what it has to sound like. Liberame Domine de Monte Terra. One more time, and we'll keep going. Now that we have an agreement on how it'll go. Thank you. Sorry, I knew I said that was the last time. If you notice, Verdi writes two pianos for the first one and four pianos for the second one, right? The thing is, it doesn't need to be without core, but it needs to be with more fear. Does that make sense? Let's try. Liberame. Can we get that E-flat one more time? Good job, everyone. One more time, quando celi. I'll take it. And as we do it more and more, we'll feel it. But that's the idea. Thanks, everyone. So, can we jump to bar 40? 40. This is five bars before you stand, and we'll keep going. Ego fres fatus sumego that there's still text inflection in it all, please. I don't need to go back to all of that loudness. 98. Really lead us here, alto. There's one and...
Yes.
thank you, thank you. A little bit of temporary insanity going on. No worries. Let's start right at 106. 106. Diasire. Diasire. Really strong on that, tenors and sopranos. It's tricky because it's actually, let me do this. It's, you're coming out of singing pianissimo and pick up in the 108 should not be that. So can we mark that mezzo forte, please? At 107. Tenors and sopranos. Yeah, I think that'll take care of that. Let's back up. 102. 102. And one and. Just a rhythm thing, because it's one thing I love about this piece is how very so specific with his rhythms. The very first diesire, can we be so clear and so late with that eighth note in bar 115 so that it feels different than what we have in 119? Diesire should feel different than. Can we try that? Bassists, don't rush me. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. This is right at 113. 113. Name Domine de morte eterna in die la tremenda quando c'è. I got so reveled. It was so great that I was just riding the wave, friend. Fantastic work. Yes, while I have stopped us, this is back at 262. Everyone, this is sort of the same thing I was talking about before. It's a common thing in music, friends. If you have a tied whole note, you shouldn't be singing loud. Right? There are other things going on. So just take note of that. Look at your tied three bars of a whole note and look at what else is happening around you. I guarantee you there's probably something else a little bit more important. So just if we can temper that over those really long sustained notes, because they're important but not the most important thing. Can we start right at 262? Here's a one.
Thank you.
to cut numbers at 328. So let's try saying it softer. 328. Sotto voce. This is all background at this point. The chorus is no longer important. The soprano is the important figure. So all of your quando celli, pianissimo, three P's, really, 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 really soft. Technically, Verdi writes for a quartet of singers from each section to do it, but I want all of us to do it because it's such great music, but we have to do it soft. Otherwise, I will start. Can we try it from tenors? This is 328. One celli. Is a one. Thank you. And when we sing this, can we make sure that we don't let this note die, but that we keep it right there in that spot until the cutoff? Right. Beautiful work, everyone. Really, really beautiful work. Have a seat. Thank you. I think that will work. I don't think we have to cut people. We'll try it with the organist and the soloist to really get that, how that feels. Ah, yes, this is a spot, friends. Measure 348. 348. Just make sure that whenever we have these big crescendos that drop down to dynamic, that we don't whack the dynamic that we drop down to, right? I would prefer if less people sang that downbeat and snuck in. It really has to... liberatomi. Right, absolutely nothing. So just watch out for that. For the sake of time, friends, we have to keep on moving.
Can I just say one thing?
Oh, yes.
You worked so hard on your color. Careful. You still have three rehearsals. I can hear your soprano tenor. You're not thinking about being ready for your note, so it's getting flat. If you don't fix that, it's going to get worse. Soprano, your color. You have such a round color and beautiful. If you start screaming now, you'll be in trouble. And it's not pretty. I'm sorry. Okay? So don't lose that. Don't forget that. Okay?
Yeah, and part of the reason I did it this way is with this piece, I think it's so deceptive. Some of the hardest things that we have to sing is at the end, right? This big fugue at the end. And it's really important to pace yourselves, right? That first Dies Irae out the gate is not the first, it's not the last Dies Irae we have to sing in the piece. There's a couple of them after that. So just a thought. Now, with that, let's jump to the top of the piece, please. Very beginning. A lot of this will naturally come together with the orchestra, so if I don't get to everything tonight, just know I am not panicked. If you feel panicked, know that I am not panicked. Tippy top. Oh, yeah, we'll stand at this. You'll be staying. Oh, let's think about this. Okay, have a seat. Sorry. Let's think about this. So, just so we all know, and I'll go through this again, we will do Kava's piece, right? And then I will walk off stage. So when I leave stage after Kava's piece, you should all sit back down, right? I will come out with the soloist. When I re-enter with the soloist, you will all stand up again. So pretend that that has happened and stand up. Sorry to stop you so soon because it's so pretty, but immediately I'm hearing like maybe 15% of us are doing Requiem. We're putting the R before it, and about the rest of us are not doing that. Can it be 125% of us doing Requiem? If it's too much, I'll tell you. If it's too much, I'll tell you. But it needs to shake the earth. But be a triple P. This is bar 6. One bar is before you come in tenors and basses. Thank you. Fantastic, everyone. For the sake of time, can I jump to measure 97? 96. 96. Friends, what dynamic do we have right now? Oh, wow. Fascinating. I'll pretend like the last 5 seconds didn't happen. Oh, everyone, let's go to 96, please. 3 and... crescendo, but no crescendo too fast, too early, right? So same thing. Pace the decrescendo in 118. These four bars will be just a little bit slower. So 1, 2, 3. Eleison. Just a little bit held back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can I start at 115, please? 115. Starting with altos and basses. 3, and... my friends, is the tuba mirum. And if I can, start at bar 111. 111. 111.
Page 37.
Yeah, so this is 6 bars before you come in, basses. 3. Ah.
Still,
Be careful, friends, to bami room, all of those. It's so easy to just make them eighth notes instead of 16ths like they are. To bami room is a very different thing than to bami room spot. All of those 16ths have to have so much spunk and so much energy, please. I don't need to go back and do all of it, but can I just take it from 128? 128, please. 128. It's three and... Have a seat. So choir, unfortunately, you will stay standing through all of this. And just so I can tell you, hypothetically, the next place I have you sitting down, we'll sing before this, but it's at 380. So I would say on the downbeat of 381. So you sing a bar, you rest a bar, you sit down. Make sense? Very quietly and uniformly. Let's try that. Back up to, please, 322. This is the Rex. That's the one. Can you give me the E? Right. It used to seem like fantastic. Tenors and basses, can we do our best to stay in the vowel for as long as we possibly can? Rex tremende majestati. Rex tremende majestati. So as much time on the vowel as we can without getting to the diphthong too fast. Write on it, please. Rex, Rex. Don't sing like I sing.
Friends, friend, in our song.
and the idea that he would be seated and quiet and still by the time the mezzo starts singing. Thank you, friends. Really, really, some really fantastic things. And what I will say with this piece and with this rehearsal schedule is don't expect it to go like it went tonight, right? This is not one of those pieces where it's like, oh, we had the rehearsal with the maestro so we can, like, look at our scores and, like, we know how the piece goes. No, I haven't even met with a soloist yet, right? All of this might change. Everything might be different, right? So we just have to be so prepared, and I'm so grateful for the level of preparation that we have that we can be prepared for anything. The last thing I want to do in my last 5 minutes of time with you all is the end of this. And by the end, I mean the lacrimosa. Yeah. We'll end with that.
Don't call her, careful.
6-4-1 is perfect. 6-4-1. We'll start the at 6:40. Everyone ready? Sorry.
Page 99.
Oh, yeah, we stay. Okay, sorry. And I'll send this out in an email so that you all have it. I'll send it out in an email.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Here is 460. Ooh-wee. Sorry, 640. See? It's getting late. So this is the bar before you come in, choir.
Thank you.
Thank you all much. So for fantastic rehearsal and for all of your work, thank you so much, Valerie, for your work. We have a lot to do. I know there was some stuff that we didn't get to today, but it's the stuff that I know will be fine. The last note that I have for you all is that you'll be seeing a lot more of my face in the next couple of weeks because I will be preparing you for Break Bread. So following Verity, I will join you all every Wednesday for those couple of rehearsals, and we together will get Break Bread together. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Whitney Houston songs. We'll do the opening movement of Bach's Magnificat. A brand new arrangement of Break Bread this year, so really excited about that. So it'll be really excited, and I'm really thrilled to spend some extra time with you all leading up to that. So thank you all so much. Have a great evening, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Read my notes.
Read the